it's worth making a point which a lot of studies of Chartism rather neglect these days. Chartism was hooked into religious observance. So many Chartists were Methodists or other nonconformists. That again gave them a route into political radicalism for the next 20, 30 years after Chartism petered out. It's not at all surprising that we have a teetotal Chartist grouping. One of the key things that people remember about Methodism is that many of its members were teetotalers, and they didn't actually want to see families broken apart by drunken heads of families and people wasting so much of their money on the demon drink. So Chartism had this rationalist, almost puritanical part to it. Chartism was not agitating for a free lunch. Chartism wanted working people to earn the privileges which they demanded and to be responsible, sober in both senses, and well-educated citizens. So it's not surprising also to find Chartist-sponsored libraries. And if we're trying to keep the body in harmony with the improving mind, you won't be surprised to learn that there are Chartist sports societies as well. So it's much more than a political movement. And that's why it's ironic that, you know, we start off by saying Chartism is predominantly a political movement because of those six political points. But it is much, much more than that.